Hello and welcome, big thinkers, to Life with Innovation. I am your host, Daniel. In today's podcast, we talk about Neuralink. Elon Musk just demoed their recent achievement in brain-machine interface. This is going to be an exciting one. Thank you for stopping by. If you want to support the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm on all the platforms. If you have a suggestion for the next podcast, please give us a follow on Facebook and Instagram to send us a message at Life with Innovation. While you're there, check out our merchandise store. Also, join our exclusive fan page on Facebook where we get into awesome discussions about the future and how to prepare for it. Without further delay, let's get into today's show. Ah, Elon Musk. We really can't get enough of this guy, huh? He has quite literally touched on every major and upcoming industry at this point. We all know about Tesla, SpaceX, Starlink, SolarCity, Boring Company, and maybe even OpenAI. But one that is now catching steam is Neuralink. For those of you who don't know, or that don't know, it was first announced with a big dream, which was imagine having the internet, the knowledge of all of humanity's information, all of humanity's information connected to your brain. I'm in. No more discussion. That's it for today's podcast. No, it sounds absolutely amazing, don't you think? A little creepy, as my fiance would say, but nonetheless very cool. Now, as I've said, this is the very end result, though, the end goal, so to speak. But right now, Neuralink needs to gain public approval. Not only public approval, but this kind of technology can do so much more in this day and age than it is its potential for the next 20 to 50 years. Right now, we can solve the issues that affect the brain. So first, let's discuss what is Neuralink. For those of you who don't know, let's give a little brief history. They were founded in 2016 by Elon Musk with the goal of connecting our brain with technology to both aid and assist. They have built their own machine that will precisely and painlessly implant their Neuralink device into the skull of the human brain. To date, they have successfully implanted their Neuralinks into the brains of pigs and successfully removed them. Elon has been pretty open about its capabilities, going as far as comparing it to a Fitbit for your brain. Now, this is really where it gets me, because the brain has so much information. It really makes me think, what can it track if Elon Musk is calling it like the Fitbit for the brain? So it's said to prevent and aid a lot of neurological issues, from clinical depression, memory loss, hearing loss, blindness, pain, addiction, and even paralysis. So if he's comparing it to a Fitbit for the brain, I think it'd be pretty cool to track the issues that it's solving with those neurological problems. This reminds me, for example, if you have atrial fibrillation, which is irregular heartbeat, it's common to get a heart monitor implanted. And when your heart is acting out, patients have said they feel a gentle massage on their heart. Essentially, what I'm saying is, if this can give you stats, I think that would be great. Eventually, when it comes into normal consumer market, you could track what kind of music your brain prefers, or moments that have made you extremely happy or extremely sad. Tracking those like dopamine chemicals that are being released, how much is being released during specific things. Oh, and that would be cool, actually, because if you're releasing too much dopamine, it can also help you understand if it's your brain doing that at an abnormal rate. Maybe Neuralink would eventually tell you that. Or if you're inducing it with constantly being on your phone. That's pretty interesting. So if you saw Neuralink's demo that happened on August 28th, you know that there are already technologies that exist today where we are able to connect the brain to technologies of today to treat things such as Parkinson's or seizures and paralegics. These require very invasive surgeries, and they're overall limited in their capabilities and their capacities. Overall, what we do currently have in the market has helped 150,000 people. And what Neuralink aims to do is, using their advanced surgical robot, they want to implant a large coin size. I'd say like a dollar coin, if you guys remember what those look like. Yeah, that's about the size of it. And it would be a device that would go into your skull. So it kind of replace a piece of your skull, with hair-like cables that are inserted into your brain, all within the span of a few hours without the need of general anesthesia. And then it would be kind of just sitting flush in your skull. Their current version that they demoed was Link version 0.9. And this has 1,024 channels per link. And currently, which is, this is astounding to me, but currently the tech that we have only has 8 to 16 channels. Like, how far we've come, my God. It's about 23 milliliters by 8 millimeters. So pull out your rulers if you really want to know what the dimensions are. So when it's implanted into your skull, like I said, it'd be flush. It would even be rechargeable. So another thing to know is that it won't, you know, be on its own forever. It's not like a watch battery or something. It has to be recharged. But you just put this other device, place it up against your head, and it charges. Like, talk about wireless charging, right? How cool is that? And yeah, with it basically have an all-day battery life. And you'd only need to charge it at night. And unlike the current tech, that is not always reliable, Neuralink will have a megabit wireless data post-compression. So, a little caveat there. Some big news that follows this demo was their announcement that Neuralink received a FDA breakthrough device designation in July. So, big round of applause for Neuralink. That's a huge step forward there. And they're currently preparing for their first human implantation trials. Just waiting on some approvals at that point to move forward on that side. And what's really cool is that these wires that are, if you've seen the demo, you would notice that there's a lot of little wires that are connected to their device. And they're apparently smaller and thinner than a hair. So that it really makes you think, you know, how precise this machine really has to be. It's truly amazing. The overall goal for their demo actually wasn't to get funding, though. It was to find intelligent individuals to join their team. So this is also an announcement to you guys. If you are out there and you've worked with Fitbit type of technology, wearables specifically, they're looking for you. So go to their Neuralink website and join their team. Right now they have less than 20 people. And during their demo, they also showcased some pigs that were given the Neuralink implant. Not to solve anything at the moment, but it was to capture and show data that the link was gathering. They had three pigs specifically. One that had no implant to show a normal acting pig. One that was that had an implant in it, and one that had an implant but was later removed. And all the pigs acted very similarly. And I thought it was really cute because these little pigs now have battle scars in the shape of a J. They look badass, but also adorable. And it's really, really big stuff. This is big stuff. And just about a year ago, this was announced. That's what's really amazing. I remember at work, on my break, I was watching it. And I was really intrigued to what Neuralink was wanting to do and what their first prototype looked like. It was really cool. And now it's being implanted on like trial runs with pigs. It's amazing. It's crazy quick how technology is moving. And they had a preview of the surgical procedure to showcase how precise and non-invasive, I mean, past the skull removing portion. But the hair-like cables were being installed into the brain. And these machines are so precise that they won't touch any, or they're very careful to not hit any blood vessels or anything like that. They're just being kind of poked in ever so slightly. No bleeding or anything like that. Like I said, their goal is to have somebody walk in, get this installed without anesthesia. They'd be awake, just hanging out there. And I mean, obviously just numbing, right? But other than that, like, how amazing is that? All within an hour, you get it. All right, you got it installed. Have a nice day. You know, that's truly amazing. And that's all that the demo really had. And there isn't that much big news afterwards. You guys should really check out the Neuralink website because their machine looks awesome. Check out their Instagram. They're very nice. And they always like my posts. I always get excited when I post anything about them. They're always very quick to like whatever I'm posting. And I'm like, yes, oh my God, that feels nice. So it's overall fantastic news. I'm really excited for the future. I find it fascinating, again, how quick technology has been moving. I saw some of the current technology, and a lot of it is very bulky and, like, kind of installed on top of your brain, or, like, you know, on top of your skull, so to speak. So it's really cool. I think it's amazing. And it's mind-blowing how fast a privately held organization can really get together and to help humanity grow in phenomenal ways. And going back to this discussion where Elon had mentioned, oh, it's like a Fitbit for the brain, I feel like it's a lot, there's a lot more to that statement. I mean, while it can track current neurological existing neurological concerns that your brain has, and the Neuralink can pick up, I feel like in the future, where he had originally mentioned, you know, how it would be really cool that we can have internet right at our fingertips, right? Now, I think this won't really happen until the next 20 at the earliest. Actually, I'm going to say, let's say 10 years. Within 10 years, I feel we're going to have a lot more capabilities beyond just helping and aiding you in a medical way, right? But let's skip ahead a little bit. And I mean, all of humanity's information, I mean, the internet at your fingertips. I think I remember him during a panel saying something like that. I mean, we can just imagine just the exponential jump that would really, really take us by having something like that. I mean, sending a message to your mom by just thinking about it, right? She'd get the message and send one immediately back to you if we're talking about telecommunications, right? If you're thinking about, I'm thinking about, you know, a recipe. As you're thinking about it, would that information just pop into your head? I mean, building rockets, for crying out loud. I'm like, I want to build a rocket. I mean, how far can this go? And how much further will it push humanity, right? I think that is just absolutely amazing. I mean, it poses a lot of concerns too, right? I mean, will there be limits? Is it good that we have limits? I mean, we have the internet at our fingertips. Are we just going to leave it out there as well and available to your brain? I mean, how dangerous is it to have all of the information available at your fingertips, right? There has to be a moderator there, right? Because I can imagine some concerning things you kind of just don't want people to do, but would rather them know. But it makes it easier if the information is there. I don't want to get into too deep into it. Let's look at the positives, right? I'm thinking in my head, this is going to push humanity. And technology has always aided us. And if this is another form of it aiding us, then so be it. I think that's amazing, right? And how cool will it be? I mean, in simpler ways, right? If you want to save a dream, if you want to remember a dream, transcribing that and then downloading it as like, this is the sweetest dream I've ever had, or the coolest dream I've ever had. Or heck, how many, I know Einstein had dreams of his theory of relativity. That and he drew inspiration from that. And same thing with Tesla, with Nikola Tesla. Imagine how many dreams have just been forgotten by you waking up that could have changed humanity. Oh my God, that's so frustrating to think about, right? But nonetheless, I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Even taking it as low as physical exercise, right? If your brain is responding well to this, I don't really know that how far this can go, but it can go very deep is what I'm trying to say. And I'm still so excited about it. I really hope you guys are excited about it as well. But yeah, I really hope you all enjoyed today's podcast. I am super excited to share all this information with you guys. Elon, Neuralink, if you're listening, keep changing the world. For me, I will personally be an early adopter, so sign me up as soon as it's available as in a Fitbit format. thank you, all of you, for listening in. I appreciate your support. Please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star review. I post every Wednesday. Hope you feel that much more excited for the future. I'll see you on the next podcast. And remember, life is always better with innovation.